60th with Ushpizin, 8:30 p.m. at the Pavilion in Conneaugh Lake, New York. Saturday, August 20th, you can see singer-songwriter Richard Parkinson perform at Baker's Tap Room in Barryville, New York from 8 to 11 p.m. Saturday, August 20th, if you want me, you can have me right now. A one-woman show at the Tustin Theater, 210 Bridge Street in Narrowsburg, New York at 8 p.m.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF. On today's program, we'll be listening to the singer-songwriter, the Scottish minstrel in the purple velvet cape, Donovan.
Darkness and into the light. From out of the blind and into the sight. From out of the darkness and into the light.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
From out of the darkness and into the light. From out of the water and into the air. From out of the water and into the air. And into the where. From out of the water and into the air.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. From out of the water and into the air. From out of the street and on of the stage. From out of the street and on of the stage.
Do, 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 do.
Out of my head and on of the page. From out of the street and on of the stage.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. From out of the street and on the stage. Out of the Lincoln and into the Lear. Yeah. It's out of the Lincoln and into the Lear. Away with the past, away with the fear. It's out of the Lincoln and into the Lear.
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. Upper man sunshine. Upper man sunshine. Upper man sunshine. Upper man sunshine.
I'm just a poor man sunshine.
Upper man sunshine.
I'm just a poor man sunshine.
Poor man sunshine.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
I'm just
oh, yeah.
A poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. Yeah,
I'm just a poor man's sunshine.
A poor man's sunshine. Sunshine.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just
a poor man's sunshine. Man sunshine.
Donovan. That song is called Whirlwind, From Out of the Darkness and Into the Light. Yeah, Donovan, Beat Cafe, 2004. And that amazing bass is Danny Thompson. And the drums, Jim Keltner. Yes, Donovan. Wow, I love this new recording. Donovan, a minstrel. A minstrel. You know, so many of the musicians that I like to talk about here on Now and Then, they begin playing music at a very young age. And Donovan is no exception. He was born in Glasgow in Scotland. He's Scottish. And his family loves English folk music. And he hears it as he grows up. And this is at the heart of his compositional style and at the heart of his music identity. He begins playing the guitar when he's only 14 years old, right? So he learns guitar from a man named Mac McLeod. Mac McLeod is Donovan's guitar mentor. And there's a place called St. Albans, and apparently there was a big music scene in the British folk scene in the St. Albans area. There's a lot of clubs, and Donovan absorbs the British folk music style and learns the guitar from Mac McLeod. You know, so he's 14. By the time he's 18, he signs his first recording contract. And in 1964, he releases his first album on Pi Records, Fairy Tale. And, you know, he gets compared mercilessly to Bob Dylan, and I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because they're both just singer-songwriters playing an acoustic guitar and a harmonica, but he gets compared mercilessly to Bob Dylan. I'm not sure how appropriate that is. I want to play a song from 1964, one of Donovan's earliest recordings. Like I said, he's 18 years old. This song is called Colors. And the reason he gets compared to Donovan is because Donovan and Bob Dylan, the reason he gets compared to Dylan is because Donovan and Dylan had a lot of the same influences themselves. You know, the man that was Donovan's guitar mentor, this Mac McLeod, he gave an interview in 2005, and he said, quote, "The press were fond of calling Donovan a Dylan clone because they both had been influenced by the same sources, Ramblin' Jack, Jesse Fuller, Woody Guthrie, and others." Let's listen to this early Donovan recording, Colors, from 1964.
Yellow is the color of my true love's hair in the morning when we rise. In the morning when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Blue's the color of the sky in the morning when we rise. In the morning when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Green's the color of the sparkling corn. In the morning when we rise. In the morning when we rise, that's the time, that's the time I love the best. Mellow is the feeling that I get when I see her. Mm-hmm. When I see her. Uh-huh. That's the time, that's the time I love the best. Thank you.
freedom is a word I rarely use without thinking. Without thinking of the time when I've been low.
Donovan. That song is called Colors from 1964, and that's an example of the British folk music, you know, that Donovan just seemed to have in his blood. One of the things about America and England is, you know, we were a British colony, and when they colonized America, they brought their music with them. And so our American folk music and the British Isles folk music comes from the same traditions. So it's no wonder that Dylan and Donovan were compared. Donovan is really caught in that loop. He's a prime example of that loop, that cultural loop that started not only when America was settled, but in the rock and roll of the 60s. I mean, in 1965, Donovan is listening to the Byrds, and the Byrds are listening to the Beatles, who are listening to Dylan, and I mean, it's all an amazing loop. You know, the comparisons between Dylan really haunted Donovan most of his life. And he gave a quote about the whole thing in 2001 when Bob Dylan was turning 60 years old. Donovan gives an interview on the BBC radio, and he really gives a beautiful explanation of how the fundamental Celtic music of the British Isles is the foundation of his musical style. Let me read you this quote. This is Donovan speaking in 2001. He's talking about Dylan. Bob was influenced, as all American folk artists are, by the Celtic music of Ireland, Scotland, and England. But in 1962, we folk Brits were also being influenced by some folk blues and the American folk exponents of our Celtic heritage. Dylan appeared after Woody Guthrie, after Pete Seeger, and after Joan Baez had conquered our hearts. And he sounded like a cowboy at first, but I knew where he got his stuff. It was Woody at first, and then it was Jack Kerouac and the stream of consciousness poetry which moved him along. But when I heard Blowing in the Wind, it was the clarion call to the new generation, and we artists were encouraged to be as brave in our writing, our thoughts in music. We were not captured by his influence. We were encouraged to mimic him. And remember, every British band from the Stones to the Beatles were copying, note for note, lick for lick, all the American pop and blues artists. This is the way young artists learn. There's no shame in mimicking a hero or two. To be compared to Dylan was natural, but I am not a copyist. So I think it's really clear, you know, in that song we heard, Colors, you can really hear the British folk music. After his first two albums, Donovan begins a collaboration with a producer called Mickey Most. And in the next 5 years, he produces some internationally successful albums. He really develops into the folk rock genre. Let's hear Sunshine Superman from 1966. This was one of the first recordings where Mickey Most is producing. And after that, from 1967, we'll hear Wear Your Love Like Heaven, these two Donovan songs produced by Mickey Most. First, Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped up easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style. I made my
to my mind. I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book can a baby.
Where your love like heaven? Where your love like? me, that'll be where my love like
I see all I have wished for will be all our race proud and free.
We heard Sunshine Superman from 1966, and that was Wear Your Love Like Heaven from 1967's Gift from a Flower to a Garden. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. So those two songs were the beginning of the collaboration that Donovan had with Mickey Most for about 5 years. They produced internationally, commercially successful recordings. Donovan used a lot of leading session players in the London area. I mean, he had Jack Bruce, he had Big Jim Sullivan, he had Led Zeppelin members John Paul Jones and Jimmy Page, and he also had a bass player collaborate with him named Danny Thompson. And Danny Thompson has been his lifelong musical partner. At the very top of the program, we heard a recording from Donovan's Beat Cafe. Well, Danny Thompson is the bass player on that album. Danny Thompson is the bass player on all of Donovan's hits. And to me, there's a body of music that Donovan represents. And Danny Thompson is one of the people that was one of these exponents of this British folk music. He played with a band called Pentangle. And Danny Thompson also was the bass player for Nick Drake. And all of these different musicians draw very strongly on the traditional folk music of the British Isles. And I wanted you to hear just one track by the Pentangle Band with Danny Thompson on bass. An amazing recording from 1969. Right in the same period that Donovan is recording all of these albums with Mickey Most, Danny Thompson is playing bass. The album is called Basket of Light. Jackie McShee on vocals. Guitar is with John Renborn and Bert Jantz. Two more players in that finger-picking style that's so integral to the British folk music. Danny Thompson on bass. This is Pentangle. This song is called Light Flight, 1969, Pentangle.
Let's get away, you say, find a better place. Miles and miles away from the city's rays. Look around for someone lying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes. Ba-da-ba-doo-da-da-da-ba-doo-da-da. Stepping from cloud to cloud, passing years of light. Visit the frosty star. Love and the meaning here and there, moving fast, ever
That's from their 1969 album, Basket of Light. And that song is called Light Flight. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program about the Scottish minstrel, Donovan. So, Pentangle, you hear that sound, Danny Thompson on bass. You hear that sound and all the way that they use the guitar. That's a completely acoustic recording. And the way that they're picking the guitars and that whole folk jazz sound. To me, that's kind of the sound that Donovan has in a lot of his recordings, especially the Beat Cafe recording. We're going to be hearing more of that. That's the 2004 album that Donovan just released. It's his most recent recording. But that picking sound, you know, I talked about a man named Matt McLeod who taught Donovan. He was his guitar mentor. Well, it's a famous story that Donovan became the person that showed the Beatles, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon about how that finger picking style worked. You know, Donovan developed his friendship with Paul McCartney back in 1966. And they became friends, and apparently they collaborated on a couple of things. Donovan supposedly contributed a line to the Beatles song Yellow Submarine. The sky of blue and sea of green in a yellow submarine. Donovan contributed the sky of blue and sea of green. And so, you know, McCartney records on the Mellow Yellow album song that Donovan wrote, and Donovan is actually one of the people that was invited to Abbey Road Studios in February of 1967. He was invited to the session for the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band recording the Lennon and McCartney song A Day in the Life. You know, there's that big orchestral overdub. Well, Donovan is invited to that session. He's one of the few people. And so also, when the Beatles go to India in 1968 to study with a Maharishi, Donovan goes along. And while they're in India, John and Paul are sneaking off with their acoustic guitars, writing a bunch of songs. And apparently Donovan is there too, and the Beatles are writing all the songs that became the White Album. So Paul McCartney talks about the influence that Donovan had on him and John in an interview with Radio Luxembourg in 1968. I have some quotes from that interview because it's really interesting what Paul has to say. So this is from 1968. This is a quote from Paul McCartney, quote, "I was sitting on the roof in India with a guitar. John and I were sitting around playing guitar, and we were there with Donovan, and we were just sitting around enjoying ourselves. And I started playing the chords of Rocky Raccoon, you know, just messing around. And, oh, originally it was Rocky Sassoon. And we just started making up the words, you know, the three of us, and just started to write them down. They came very quickly. And eventually I changed it from Sassoon to Raccoon because it sounded more like a cowboy. So there it is." And he talks about, you know, Mother Nature's Son, you know, the song from the White Album. And, you know, it's more acoustic. There's more acoustic tracks on the White Album than on most of the other Beatles albums. And Paul says, well, yeah, it's the same thing again. We wrote them with guitars. And on a lot of his, John picks the guitar because he learned off of Donovan when we were in India. Donovan showed him how to finger pick, so he sort of stuck it into everything then. And while he was learning finger picking, I was sort of playing acoustic as well, you know, and that's it. That's why they've crept in like this. We decided not to try to cover them up like we might do normally and just use acoustic guitar instead of, say, a piano or electric guitar or anything. So the only thing about this one, however, it says, born a poor young country boy, and I was born in Woolton Hospital, actually, so it's a dirty lie. So anyway, that's Paul McCartney talking about the influence that Donovan had on John Lennon's songs Dear Prudence and Julia, and Paul's songs Mother Nature's Son and the famous Blackbird were influenced by Donovan's finger-picking style. And I just think it's ironic that the Beatles had to bring American rock and roll to the world, and yet they were British, and it took Donovan to bring the native British finger-picking style to the Beatles. It's just a very curious thing how those loops, those musical loops, happened. Anyway, let's hear some more music. So the Mickey Mouse collaboration is really successful. They go all the way through 1969, and Donovan is heading towards a heavier rock sound. You know, we heard the Sun Sign Superman, that kind of psychedelic, folky thing he's got. Well, in 1969, he records an album with what turns out to be the original Jeff Beck Group. He records an album, and this song we're about to hear, Baraba Joggle, is actually Donovan with what would turn into the Jeff Beck Group. So it's Jeff Beck on lead guitar, Ronnie Wood on bass, Nicky Hopkins on piano, and Mickey Waller on drums. And to me, this sound that they get sounds an awful lot like the Beat Cafe. So let's listen to Donovan's Barajabagol from 1969.
She came to meet a man. She found an angel. Goo 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 ba-da-ba-ja. Was his name now? What's his name now? Goo 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 goo, Baraba Jaggle. What's his name now? He very wise in the hood of Scott Joker now. She came to feed the pig with his wildfire. Goo 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 goo, Baraba Jaggle. What's his name now? Goo 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 goo, Baraba Jaggle. Feathers after the struggle, the hopes burst and shot joy all through the mind. Sorrow more distant than a star, multicolor run down over your body. Then the liquid passing all in through all.
Love is hot.
Choose his motor.
Choo 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 choo, the song singer. While the leaves quit, ting ting tang a little bobby rack. Sleepily she looked. He filled the leather cup, holding her gaze. She took a leather saddle, while was it so?
Donovan. That's his 1969 recording, and that's Donovan with basically what would turn into the Jeff Beck Group. Anyway, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So Donovan, lifetime musician. You know, we're lucky to have a master musician like him still moving around and recording and writing music. You know, in the 80s and 90s, there was like a really strong punk rock movement, and it kind of like pushed the hippie thing aside for a while. And so, you know, Donovan was continuing to record, but he didn't really have a lot of commercial success in that time. However, in 1996, he made a very unusual connection. He got produced by a man named Rick Rubin, who is like a rap producer from Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? Rick Rubin had been a fan of Donovan's forever. So in 1996, he produced and financed a recording that Donovan did called Sutras. Now, this is a beautiful album. We're going to be listening to a little bit of this 1996 recording, and then we're going to come back to Beat Cafe. And you know, you've just heard a lot of the stuff that Donovan did in the 60s, right? And so you got a sense of his real early folk thing and then the folk rock thing that he did. And what happens now is that I don't hear that much change. I hear things changing around him. But these recordings use the same bass player, Danny Thompson, such an amazing musician. And I'm thinking, like, the folk jazz thing is so strong. The Sutras album goes back to more of the traditional, simple folk music that Donovan did, like the Gift from a Flower to a Garden. And then the Beat Cafe continues in that same sound like the Pentangle had. And Jim Keltner on drums in the Beat Cafe album. Jim Keltner was George Harrison, Ry Cooter, hundreds of recordings that Jim Keltner did. So I want to listen to one track from the Sutras album called The Clear-Browed One. And, you know, it's an unmistakable Celtic traditional folk style. It's just so beautiful. And Danny Thompson's playing bass on that. And then we'll move into the present and we'll hear another song from the Beat Cafe album. This one called Poor Man's Sunshine. First Sutras and then Poor Man's Sunshine. Donovan.
The clear-browed one approaching o'er the water, soft the silver hues of purple. In the pure, clear
Well, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she wobbles and she flies, and she never wobbles. Jack of diamonds, well I know you of old. Well you rob my poor pocket of the silver and the gold. Well the cuckoo is a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never fourth day of July. Well, I've gambled in London, and I've gambled in Spain, and I bet you my silver saddle that I'll beat you next game. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she walks. But you never wobble cuckoo till the fourth day of July. Well, she brings her glad tidings and tells her no lies. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she wobbles.
Donovan. That's his Beat Cafe from 2004. That's Donovan, Danny Thompson on bass, and Jim Keltner on drums. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So yes, Donovan got some rave reviews on that album. Let's listen to a couple more tracks. It's interesting because the content on this album is so tightly woven. It's like, you know, we heard a song at the top of the hour called Whirlwind, you know, from out of the darkness and into the light, I'm just a poor man's sunshine. And then in the song that we just heard, Poor Man's Sunshine, he mentions the cuckoo is a pretty bird. And then there's another song on the album called The Cuckoo. It's like all of the lyrics on the album are all intertwined. One song mentions another song. It's an incredible recording. So let's listen to that song, The Cuckoo. It's a very jazzy song. Donovan didn't write the song The Cuckoo. This is actually a traditional folk song, but he does an amazing arrangement on it. And then after that, we'll hear The Question, Donovan's Beat Cafe.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. tell you anything I like. The question that you should not answer, an answer that you should not ask. And the answer is the question, and the question is the task. As I strode down through my madness, without worry or warning, dark before the depths of sadness, breathing through grey morning. Forest dark and deep as these. See, it is the secret goddess, wandering Mr. Trees. Myself together somehow. Gonna do all the things I never done before. I'm gonna get myself together somehow. Gonna do all the things I never done before. Gonna get myself together somehow. I'm gonna do all the things I never done before. Gonna get myself together somehow.
Yeah. sweet fantasy. And there'll be music in the air, flowers in your hair, life without a care. There'll be music everywhere, life without a care, flowers in your hair. There'll be music in the air, flowers in your hair, life without a care. There'll be music everywhere, life without a care, flowers in your hair. You in my head.
Donovan. Beat Cafe. Donovan's working on a new album right now called Ritual Groove. He lives with his family in County Cork, Ireland, and he's been performing around. Actually, in 2005, his autobiography was published, The Hurdy-Gurdy Man, and in 2007, Donovan played concerts at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., at Alice Tully Hall in New York City, at the Kodak Theater in Los Angeles. In fact, that live concert at the Kodak Theater in October 2007, the DVD was released. In March 2007, he played down in Austin, Texas at the South by Southwest Music Festival. He presented a three-part series on Ravi Shankar for the BBC Radio 2 in 2007. And he's like I said, he's working on a new album called Ritual Groove. Donovan, Scottish minstrel, man of the purple velvet cape. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. If you'd like to get in touch, drop me an email, nowandthen@wjffradio.org. I hope you enjoyed the program, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Bel Air Music Festival, home to rock, bluegrass, country, Broadway, jazz, opera, and more, belairmusic.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59, it's about 76 degrees.